tell me about this version of Sedgwick County Cougar football, Coach. You're getting ready for DCS coming to your place on Thursday night. How's practice going last couple of weeks? And I take it you're ready for a football game, aren't you?
Yeah, we're definitely ready to hit somebody else for sure. You know, I wish it was a little cooler for practice, but, you know, we're young. We got good numbers, but we're young, so we got a lot of questions, you know, going into this first game. So we'll kind of see how we stack up, and Dundee County is always solid, so that'll be a good first test for us for sure.
Yep, I think you and Coach Spargo know each other for the last couple of years, got to know each other, and you've had some good battles, but whether it's at their place or your place, you've had some good football games in the past.
Yeah, I think that's something that anytime you play those guys, you can expect good football. You know, they do good things, they got a great system, you know, they have some talented kids, and I think their young kids coming up are pretty talented too, so I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. So you were always excited to go play these guys. You know, it's nice to get a game that's an out-of-state game against a good opponent.
How about your squad, your strength, or where you feel like you're going to be really good at this year?
You know, we got a quarterback who, you know, this will be kind of his – he's a junior, and he played a little as a freshman at quarterback, so he's got some good experience. He seems to be settling in a little bit better at that position. You know, and our interior three guys look good going forward. You know, we got two guys returning and kind of trying to fill one guard spot. But that's probably the probably been the highlight so far of our fall camp, is just our interior three guys just getting a good push and getting off the ball. And so hopefully we'll be able to run the ball against Dundee County a little bit on Thursday.
I take it was a good summer for a lot of these kids. Good weight room attendance, hit some camps, stuff like that as well.
Yeah, not bad. You know, like I said, we're young, so you know, our young kids did a good job of showing up, and I've been very impressed with them. So far, you know, they've really been giving us a good look on the scout team, and I think some of those kids, we'll see them make their way into the rotation as the year goes on. So they did a lot of growing over the summer.
Schedule-wise, Coach, I take it's another tough one from top to bottom, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, our non-league games, you know, you don't start a whole lot tougher than having Dundee County come in. But then, yeah, we have the returning state runner-ups, and another playoff team that made it to the quarterfinals. So, yeah, it doesn't get any very easy for us here going out.
So I take it as far as in your league, where would you put yourself, I guess, with teams in your league right now? If you were had a vote, where would you put yourself?
That's a good question. You know, our league is also pretty competitive. You know, the top couple teams, you know, they're going to be really tough this year. They bring a lot of kids back. So, you know, I think on paper, you probably put us somewhere in the middle of the pack. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully some of these young kids can kind of develop and surprise some people. And hopefully our tough kind of preseason schedule will get us ready for the rugged schedule that we have going into league play.
Numbers wise, was it good as far as your numbers, freshmen to the senior class this year?
Yeah, you know, we're really up. You know, last year we kind of had about that 18 number, and we dealt with some injuries throughout there. And right now we've got 28 kids padded up for us, so numbers are good.
Almost wish this game is maybe on Friday, because that's when the temperatures are supposed to break a little bit. But in the meantime, you know, Thursday night, it's going to be a scorcher still. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm hoping maybe by 7 o'clock it'll cool down a little bit. So, but I think right now it looks like it's still showing about 92 degrees at kickoff time.